Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get on the phone now. Eddie George, good buddy of our show, good buddy of mine, former Broadway thespian like I was in Kinky Boots. He did Chicago. I think I have him by like a yard on the all-time NFL rushing list. Eddie George, former Tennessee Titan, running back, Ohio State Buckeye, Heisman Trophy winner, joins us now on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, my friend?
What's up, brother? How are you doing, man? I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to see you in Kinky Boots. How was your run, man?
It was fun, man. I mean, you know this because you've done it a lot more than I have. Obviously, you did it on Broadway, but you've also been doing it down in Nashville. Like, the thrill of the live stage is unreal, man. You feel the energy of the crowd, and it comes back, and it overwhelms you, man. I wasn't expecting it when I first did it.
It's truly a give and take. They're the other character, and you learn quickly that they're engaged in performance, and they kind of carry you, feed off their energy. And it really is. That's what makes theater so magical, is that the audience really helps to come alive. Man.
Yeah.
So I hope you had a wonderful time, man.
No, I definitely did.
I have to catch you. You make a great Iago.
Nice, right? Wait, when you did Chicago, your run was, how long was your run on Chicago?
I did it for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And now I've been doing the travel show. So we just finished up doing Chicago in Chicago.
Oh,
and
nice.
I just wrapped up doing Houston about last week sometime for the season. So I've been doing it off and on in various cities in the last couple of years. And
I mean, you're like really
been a lot of fun.
You're like really into this thing, man. When are you coming back to Broadway? Because when you do, I definitely have to come see you.
Yeah, you know what? Whenever the Weissers invite me back, I need to call up there and say, hey, you know, I want to do like a 3-week run. Back up on the Ambassador Theater and see what they'll say about that. So nice. I'll look into it for sure, man. I'd love for you to come out. Maybe you can come on and do a duet with me.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it. Learning how to sing was hard. Talking to Eddie George here on CBS Sports Radio. Eddie, congratulations are in order. You're getting your number retired by the Tennessee Titans, and your number 27, which the Tennessee Titans have told us and everybody else, it's the first 27 retired in NFL history, which is pretty damn cool, man.
Yeah.
You own this thing.
Yeah.
Honored are you to have this this honor bestowed upon you?
Man, I was floored, honestly, Tiki. I wasn't expecting it. Wasn't looking for any recognition or anything for the organization for me to do at this particular time. So when Amy Adams Shrunk, the majority owner of the Titans, called me and said, hey, we want to do this and honor you and Steve in this manner. I was really, really touched by it. We were already in the Ring of Honor, but to say that no one else want to wear this jersey in this uniform forever says a lot of what they really thought about our contribution to the organization and what we've done. I was going to make an announcement as well that I was going to try to come back at least for the first game of the year and just get one more yard or two more yards so I can get ahead of you on the list, and then they can retire.
Oh, wait,
Samter just told
me it's actually 8. You need 9 yards.
8 yards?
You need
9 yards?
You need 2 plays. You need 2 plays.
Nobody take me the whole game.
Yeah, right at this age, you're old like me nowadays.
Yeah,
but you know the other honoree of this great honor is Steve McNair, who we all know and loved, and he's obviously passed away in tragic accident a few years ago. Well, tell us a little bit about Steve, what he meant to the team. I know what he meant to you guys. Well, really, what has he meant to you guys as friends, but also to this team, because he was a black quarterback in the era when black quarterbacks were still trying to, like, grab that foothold.
Yeah, the breakthrough.
Yeah.
Kind of had the breakthrough. And, black quarterbacks, we had to break a lot of stigmas and stereotypes of being an athletic quarterback and, not great masters of the game in terms of thinkers and beating a defense with their intelligence and so forth. So he had to go through that. And I had to, I witnessed – his confidence be destroyed I witnessed it to grow and blossom into the MVP in 2003. So, you know, what he meant to us, man, he was the heart and soul of our team, man. And we would ride off of his coattails. I mean, Tiki, it was amazing to see this man in the training room the entire week of practice.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing he was going to play, questionable, doubtful. Then come game day, he comes out from the darkness of a dark room, taking a nap. He gets shot up, goes out there and throws 340 yards. So it's like, wow, okay, this is what we're going to do. So we knew if he can play hurt and play through the pain, we learned quickly, you know, whether you're injured or you're hurt. And if you're hurt, you can go out and play. If you're injured, that's a totally different story. But he took it to a completely different level, man. He was one of the toughest guys I've ever been around, but one of the nicest guys that would give his shirt off his back for you that I've ever met.
Yeah. No, I think people who knew him know that as well. And his number 9 is also the only number 9 retired in NFL history. A factor of 3 from you, by the way. I just realized that. 3 times 9, yep. 27.
27.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So, it's cool. There's a lot of circumstance and coincidences here. When is this going to happen? Is it going to happen during a game, before a game?
Yeah, it's going to happen September the 15th versus Indianapolis.
Okay.
And I think it should happen on that day versus a team, an organization that the Titans have had problems beating. I don't think they haven't beaten them in, I think, 12 outings, 13, something ridiculous number like that.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to get over the hump and use this to really amplify the fans, the crowd, to have it, to get it rocking and rolling, make it a hostile environment. Hopefully that can propel them to victory. It's going to be week 2.
Yeah, well, Eddie, I'm not sure that can happen. I'll tell you why in a second. Eddie George here, former Tennessee Titan running back, getting his number retired, number 27 retired by the Tennessee Titans. It is an unbelievable honor. I'm proud of you, my friend. But we were down in Nashville for the draft, and I got to tell you, you Nashvillians are way too nice. I mean, I don't know how you get a hostile crowd down there.
No.
They were so welcoming. I got to tell you, it was awesome. It was an awesome look for the city.
It's sickening. It really is sickening. You know, they're so polite to the opposing fans.
You're right.
You know how it is. The Giant fans came in when you were for the NFC East. The Eagle fans come down. You know how rambunctious and wild and crazy the Eagles fans, the Northeast guys are, right?
Yep.
And we're just so welcoming. Like, hey, that's not nice to say. You can't say those words here. You know, it's the Bible Belt. You know, here's a fried chicken slider. You know, like, no. We have to fight in the stands.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Can't be nice. You know, so, I mean, we have some really great fans in Nashville. They're very passionate. But you're right. It doesn't get too hostile.
Yeah, it's not going to get hostile. It's not going to get hostile down there. But, you know, let me ask you about the current team. There's talent for sure. And yeah. Marcus Mariota he seems like he's the guy. The organization absolutely loves him. Is he the guy, though?
We're going to see this year, I think. Now we have some consistency in the front office and the head coaching position. This will be, I guess, he's had a new coordinator every single year, but this will be the same offensive system that he's going to be playing under. So this is a break year, whether it's for contract, see if he can be that elite quarterback that we're expecting him to be. And he's going to have to be healthy. He's put on 25 pounds of muscle to help with his durability. We've got the horses for him. The tight end is coming back off his injury from last season. He's got Derrick Henry to run the football. So he's got some weapons that he can rely on now. It's time to go out there and execute. So, you know, I think there's no excuses. I think he's got to push the needle toward elite status if he plans on being the guy, that Mike Vrabel expects him to be, with the organization expects him to be.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you hit right on the head. You mentioned Derrick Henry, and I know you love him just like I do. He's a great kid. He came in here after he was drafted. He was so kind and, you know, down-to-earth superstar, obviously playing in Alabama. But when he ripped off that 99-yard touchdown and tied Tony Dorsett's record, you were probably thinking the same thing I is. Why him? Right? That's all I think I ever wanted to do in my career as a running back was go 99 yards.
Right. But that 99 he did, he you skipped on the entire team.
Yeah, the whole Jacksonville squad,
like,
man.
Beating everybody. Like, I wish they tackled like that back when we played.
I know, right? they were like, they were afraid to hit him. I swear.
Yeah, they thought they were playing flag football, man.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Crazy. But Derrick Henry, when he gets in the open, man, he's deadly. He's lethal.
I got to tell you, he's got a knack for that, like, five-minute offense. I'm going to rip off a 50-yarder for a touchdown. I just need two yards and a cloud of dust. I'm going to go 50 for a touchdown. He does that so many times.
He's in college. He's doing it on the next level.
Yep.
And I tell you what, he's got better at is double cut. You know, I think he struggled with that early on in his career, especially like the first couple of years where he was unable to see that double cut.
Yep.
He was only able to make one cut and go. But now he's able to make the double cut, sometimes that third cut, to get to the second level and beyond and put on that speed. And he's more elusive. He's more elusive in his hips. And that's the one thing I see that he's added to his game. And I think what's going to help him also is how well he's going to be an asset in the passing game.
Yeah.
Be a reliable receiver.
Yeah.
Not just catching screens, but can he become a matchup problem for guys in space in terms of being a receiver? That's going to take his game to another level. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. A big man, big running back with good feet and agility. Sounds like Eddie George, if you ask me. Eddie George, former Tennessee Titan running back. Got to take you back to college real quick. Your Ohio State Buckeyes are going to be a different Ohio State Buckeye. Urban Meyer, no longer the head coach. He stepped down. Ryan Day is filling in, but he is now the guy going forward. Justin Fields transfers in at the quarterback. What's Ohio State going to look like post-Urban Meyer?
I think that's the million-dollar question. I'm all curious to see once we get into live action. I mean, it looks great on paper right now. I think we're all enamored with the job he did with last year when Urban was out. It was a small sample size of what he could do, but now he has a full season to manage, and he's got to manage the injuries. He's got to manage teams on the road. He's got to learn how to, you know, he's got to figure out how he's going to prepare his teams for a team that they should be, like a Purdue or
yeah.
Minnesota on the road, and how you handle adversity. So, all of that, those questions will be answered once he gets into it. But I really like Ryan Day. I had a chance to speak with him. He has an NFL background. He knows the NFL game. He knows how to recruit. He's done an outstanding job thus far in the recruiting season, in the early recruiting season. So he has the horses. Now it's just a matter of can he put it all together to make that five-course meal, which is winning a championship, winning a Big Ten championship, specifically keeping that reign going. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we will see. Eddie, I'm so proud of you, man. I'm honored to know you. You're such a great guy, great friend. Good luck on the induction ceremony, or that's the retirement ceremony, I should say, for your number, as long as your former teammate, Steve McNair, number 927, the only 927s retired in the National Football League. And hopefully we'll see you on stages far and near. Good luck with all you're doing,
absolutely,
my friend.
Brother. Thank you, my man. Thanks for having me on, Tick. Have a great day, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.